She's one of the best investigators I have.
But?
She's different.
In what way?
In every way.
She is Lisbeth Salander, a brooding, almost feral young woman with jet black spiked hair, her pale, slender body decorated with elaborate tattoos and numerous piercings. The main character in novelist Stieg Larsson's Millennium trilogy, she lurks in the shadows and by the glow of computer screens to gather information.
Something wrong with the report?
Oh, it was quite thorough. But I'm also interested in what's not in it.
There's nothing not in it.
Your opinion of him isn't.
He's clean, in my opinion.
The subject of her latest investigation is Mikael Blomqvist, a Stockholm journalist disgraced by accusations of libel. Trying to stay out of the spotlight, he takes a job in a remote town investigating a decades-old unsolved murder in one of Sweden's richest families. As the sordid details surface, he realizes he can use help from the woman who investigated him.
Who is it?
It's Mikael Blomqvist. May I come in? Hi. You and I need to talk.
I want you to help me catch a killer of women.
The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo features English actor Daniel Craig as Mikael.
It's a movie about violence towards women, first and foremost, and two people who find that a great injustice and that they decide that they're going to do something about it. And in there you have woven into this great sort of whodunit.
An international star as the latest to play danger-loving secret agent James Bond, Craig says he jumped at the chance to take on the much more ordinary Mikael.
The most important thing about this character for me was to make him as real and as believable as possible, and that, you know, obviously there's another person I play and would deal with it in a different way, and it's not that I kind of was ever thinking about that, but I wanted to just put the reality into this. He gets shot at and he runs away, I mean, screaming, like anybody else would. Yeah. That's what I love about this character and this relationship that he has with Salander, is that he doesn't have to prove he's a man. He's a guy. He doesn't have to go around beating his chest. He's very happy to fall into this sort of relationship where she's literally wearing the trousers.
Lisbeth Salander, the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, was created in the original Swedish film and its two sequels by Noomi Rapace. This time, Lisbeth is played by American actress Rooney Mara, who says she tried to keep her portrayal from being influenced by either that version or the image readers of the books may have.
To be honest, I didn't really think much about what other people imagined it to be. I just used what I imagined it to be, and I had read all three books, and I had a really clear picture of who this girl was, and, you know, I didn't really think much about what other people thought of her.
Director David Fincher first worked with Mara in his Oscar-nominated film from last year, The Social Network. She was the girlfriend who breaks up with Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg at the beginning of the film. Returning to a genre that won him acclaim with thrillers like Seven, The Fight Club, and Zodiac, Fincher says he was more interested in the people.
The mystery of this movie wasn't that interesting to me. You know, Nazis and serial killers and the evil that people do in their basements with power tools. The thing that was first and foremost, I was more interested in the people front and center.
And if audiences are as intrigued by the Dragon Tattoo characters as he is, Fincher hopes to translate the other two books in the Millennium Trilogy into new films. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.